This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalem v'kol choyli am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are in a sunim, b'tzara v'shivya. Today is also l'nishmas my grandmother, Chava Bas Reb Yaakov Halevi, whose yahrzeit is today. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. We're talking about somebody who needs to go to Galus because he killed someone b'shoigig. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, says, "B'tchila echad ashegig ve'echad mezid." Someone who kills someone else, whether it was on purpose or by mistake, whether he's really going to end up going to Galus or not, magdimila arei miklat, they need to go first to the ir miklat so that they could be saved, and that the goel adam shouldn't kill them. Ubezn shalchin, Bezn goes and sends shlichim that are going to make sure that the goel adam doesn't get to them. And umevin oisem misham, they bring this reitzach from there, and they bring him to Bezdin to get judged. Misha deschayev misa beBezdin harguhu. If he was someone who did it bemezid, and they have edim and asra, and therefore they need to kill him, they kill him. V'shaloi neschayev misa, if he was not considered guilty for misa patru, they say he's pater. Umisha deschayev galus, someone who is mechuyev to go to Galus, and that's what's going to save him from the Goel Adam. Machzir and Oyselim Kaima, they bring him back to the Ir Miklat, Shenemra, as it says in the Pasuk, V'hashivu Oysoi Ha'eda El Ir Miklatai. The Eda, meaning Bezdin, the public, which the Bezdin is the representative of the public, they return him to his Ir Miklat, to his sanctuary city. Echad now, how long does a person stay in the Ir Miklat? He stays there until the Kohen Gadol passes away. So which Kohen Gadol? What are we talking about? How does that work? What is qualified to be a Kohen Gadol or not? Echad Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, in the first Beis HaMikdash, every time there was a new Kohen Gadol, they anointed him with Shem and HaMishcha. Right? So here's a depiction of a person who killed. He ran to the Ir Miklat. They took him back from the Ir Miklat to get judged, and then they sent him back to the Ir Miklat, this time together with people, to make sure that he doesn't get killed. Okay, so back to here, we were talking about the Kohen Gadol that was Ger Hashem and HaMishcha in the first Beis HaMikdash. They had Shem and HaMishcha, and therefore every new Kohen Gadol got anointed with Shem and HaMishcha. And then he put on the Shmoyne Begadim, the eighth Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they had hidden away the Shemen HaMishcha, because they didn't want that it should fall into the wrong people's hands. And therefore, the second Beis HaMikdash, they only had that the new Kohen Gadol would just put on the eighth Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and then he was considered the Kohen Gadol. It was called Milui Begadim. Merubah begadim. So echad meshuach b'shemen amishcha, whether he's the kind of kohen gadol that got shemen amishcha, ve'echad hamerubah begadim, and whether it is someone who got the extra clothing, the eighth clothing of the kohen gadol, meaning that that's how he became a kohen gadol, not shemen amishcha, ve'echad she'avar imim shichasai, and even one that he was anointed, or he was somehow another else considered kohen gadol, but it went away from him. He became tamei on a day when they needed him, such as on Yom Kippur, and therefore the understudy, the replacement, the substitute was put in instead of him. Let's say he died during that time. He passed away during the time when there was a secondary person as being the Kohen Gadol on that Yom Kippur. They all are machzirin asaretzeach. They can be, if they pass away, if they die, the retzeach goes out of the Arei Miklat, and he's allowed to go home. The Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mashuach Melchama, even a different kind of Goel Adam, which is a person who was anointed just to be going with Klal Yisrael, with the soldiers of Klal Yisrael to battle. There was a Goel Adam or a Kohen that was appointed to be this kind of Kohen Gadol. He would read for the soldiers the the psukim and the kapitlach of Chumash that talks about going to battle and how a Yiddish soldier is not allowed to be afraid of the enemy. That was done by someone who was anointed or appointed to be such. So even that Kohen Gadol was also, if he passed away, according to Yehuda, would be someone who the person would go back to his home if he passed away. Machzeres Ritzach, he also returns the Ritzach to his house. Now, all of these have one thing in common, that if they pass away, the Ritzach goes back to his house. So therefore, don't you think that the Ritzach would be davening that he should die? And if so, what would be something that we could somehow counter that? So it says, Lefikach, therefore, imoisein shel kahanim, the mothers of these Kohen Gadols, they would bring to these people who were in the Arya Miklat food and clothing, so that they should have rachmanis, they should not want to say things against things that would pain the mother of the Kohen Gadol if her son would pass away, and so they shouldn't die that his son that her son should die they shouldn't. Daven that her son should die. Now, how does it work? If the Kohen Gadol passes away, they go home. If after they finish the whole din Torah and they've paskened that he needs to go to Golas, before he even got to the Gala, to the Ir Miklat, the Kohen Gadol passed away, then he doesn't even go to Golas. If it was before the Gemar Din that the Kohen Gadol passes away, and they went ahead and they appointed a different person under him instead of him as being Kohen Gadol, and after that he got the final judgment that that's what he has to do, he has to go to Gadol's, he goes home only with the passing of the second Kohen Gadol. Yasher Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.